Well, there's a new survey out there that the drivers who are most aggressive and most likely to have road rage are radio DJs. Because I know I suffer from it real bad. No, they're actually BMW drivers. Those are the ones who have the worst road rage. Land Rover drivers finished second. Audi drivers were third. And Subaru drivers were fourth. And this survey also found that people in blue cars are the most likely to have road rage. That beat out black, silver, green, and red. What do you think the worst time of the week for road rage is? 5:45 p.m. on Fridays. Because, you know, people, they want to get home for the weekend. Monday mornings, when you're going back to work, that's the second worst time for road rage. And finally, men admitted to road rage more often than women. Average man apparently gets angry when he's driving 7 times a month. For the average woman, it's 3 times a month. For Rachel from the early morning show, it's about 20 times a month. Sunday, 22-year-old Jalene DeMessa, she was having her birthday dinner, seafood place outside San Francisco. Her waitress accidentally handed her the wrong credit card after she'd paid. But instead of saying something about the mix-up, she decided she was going to keep the party going by taking the card, not hers, hitting a mall across the street, and she did a little birthday shopping. Rightful owner of the card realized what happened. They immediately called to cancel it, but they found out it had already been used. So the restaurant manager pulled up a photo of Jalene from their security camera, gave it to the victim, and they showed it to mall security. Turned out, Jalene was still there using the card, still shopping. Security called police, and Jalene was arrested, charged with commercial burglary and felony credit card fraud. Birthday probably didn't end up so well for Jalene. Well, here's an interesting look at how, you know, casual evenings together has evolved. There's a study out of Middle Tennessee State University found that both male and female college students say they're much more likely to have a one-night stand after they randomly meet someone at a party than after a first date. And if they meet someone and they have relations that night, then go out on a date later, that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to have relations after that first date. Main reason for this, apparently? Both men and women said the goal with going out is to have fun, but the goal of going on dates is to actually get to know someone and possibly develop a real relationship. So you're looking for that, you know, to get some action? Go to a party. Last fall, a special needs teacher from England, she was volunteering in Cambodia, and she found a stray puppy that was near death. She took it to a local animal shelter, but he didn't get adopted. So when she returned to England in December, she asked her parents for help, and they paid $4,500 to have that dog shipped home. Now his name is Snooky, and he's happy and healthy with that 26-year-old special needs teacher from England after paying $4,500 to have that dog shipped home just so he could have a good home. That's your stack of leftovers brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.